Lake County officials have long said taxpayers can no longer afford the $4 million price tag of providing law enforcement on tribal lands. Under a deal known as Public Law 280, the county is responsible for jailing and prosecuting tribal members accused of felony crimes. The county sued the state, arguing that because it's also part of the deal with the federal government, it bears some fiscal responsibility. A lower court ruled that it's up to state lawmakers whether they want to fund the county's law enforcement on tribal lands. State lawmakers did pass funding, but Governor Greg Gianforte vetoed the legislation. The Supreme Court agreed with the lower court and said the county can also opt out of providing law enforcement for tribal members altogether. The county did try to do that, but Gianforte refused to sign off, claiming it didn't file the proper paperwork. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.